We're talking about an assembly proposal to put more funding into prosecutors and public defenders. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Assembly Republicans this week called for Governor Tony Evers to include funding in his budget proposal for dozens of additional prosecutors, higher pay for public defenders and district attorneys, and to address shortages and turnover in the justice system. Let's turn to Representative Jim Steinecke on this. He is a Republican from Kaukauna, and he's been the Assembly Majority Leader since 2015. Representative Steinecke, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thanks a lot for having me.
So this low pay rate for private attorneys taking on public defense cases, this has been an issue for quite some time now. The rate hasn't been raised since the mid-90s, and at $40 an hour, it's the lowest in the nation. So why is now the time to address this issue, and can it be addressed?
Yeah, no, I appreciate that question. We could have addressed it. We probably should have addressed it before, because what we're seeing now is kind of a backlog of cases, and especially when it comes to public defenders, it's really difficult to find a public defender that's willing to work at the rate that we're offering currently. So what we want to make sure throughout this entire package is that people have a right to a speedy and fair trial. So public defenders are a big part of that, as are the ADAs and the entire judicial system.
Last month, that federal lawsuit was brought against the state of Wisconsin by six plaintiffs who say their right to a speedy trial had been violated after spending a few weeks to over 2 months in jail without representation. So does Wisconsin's low pay rate and this resulting shortage of public defenders, is it violating people's rights?
Well, and that's a good question. That's one of the things that we want to address in this package of legislation, is to make sure that the resources are available so that people's rights aren't violated and they can get access to a speedy trial. We also want to make sure that on the back end of things, that they're getting the treatment, the resources that they need pre-release to make sure that they can be contributing members of society once they get out.
So this lawsuit was filed last month, and then last week the state public defender's office requested that the rate be raised. So how will you and your Republican colleagues work with the public defender's office to ensure that the rate is raised?
Well, I'm glad to say that during our rollout this week, we had public defenders all across the state that were supporting our idea to move this up to $70. So I think we already have their support. We'll now look to the governor's budget when he proposes it next week, and hopefully he'll include our ideas in his budget as well, so we can get this done as quickly as we can.
So this proposal includes a pay raise for public defenders, not just for the private attorneys taking on the public cases. How significant would the public defender pay raise be under this proposal? What do we know there?
I know the Supreme Court had ordered, when they order public defenders to a case, I think their pay rate is $100. So, again, what we're really looking to do is to make sure that the pay is good enough in this market in order to make sure that people are willing to take these cases, so that people can have access to the judicial system in a speedy way.
So looking a little more about the Wisconsin Supreme Court, it's tried to get traction on this issue with lawmakers over the years. And currently, lawyers appointed by judges are paid $70 an hour, but the high court said that starting next year that they'd be paid $100 an hour. Did this have an impact on what lawmakers are now trying to do with the pay rate for private attorneys taking on public cases?
I think everything's had an impact, right? I mean, the backlog of cases, things that are developing on the ground, legislators always respond to things that are happening out in their communities and what we hear from members of the public and members of the judicial system, especially when it comes to cases like this. So we're responding to some of those requests for help and some of the information that we've gotten about backlogs of cases and people waiting to have their cases heard. So, we're doing what legislators do, and we're responding to what we know.
Do you hear from constituents on this issue? Do you hear about a backlog? Are you getting calls in your office?
So not particularly from my district, although, people up in the people in the system up in Brown County and Outagamie County in my district, have obviously brought this up. Individual constituents know, but people that work in the system have brought it up.
We're talking with Representative Jim Steinecke, the Wisconsin Assembly Majority Leader, about a legislative momentum that we're seeing to raise the pay of public defenders and to put more funding toward this as part of the criminal justice system. You can weigh in at 800-642-1234. You have a line to Representative Steinecke about this issue. Representative, tell us a little bit more about the other aspects of this proposal relating to increasing prosecutor staffing, increasing assistant district attorney's pay rate, and expanding drug and alcohol rehab programs.
Yeah, again, this is all about kind of reforming the criminal justice system. As we've seen, even at a national level, there's bipartisan action on criminal justice reform. You know, one of the few areas of agreement that they've had out in D.C. This is an area we think we can come to an agreement with the new governor and our friends on the other side of the aisle on as well. So making sure that people that find themselves in the criminal justice system can get access to a speedy trial, that the DAs have the resources that they need in order to deal with the volume of cases that they're seeing. And then also trying, like you said, through those treatment and diversion programs to make sure, you know, we can do everything we can to avoid having to place people in the system to begin with.
Well, the governor has also hinted that he will have some reform ideas as well as part of his budget. Do you think that there is going to be compromises made here on this particular issue?
I think compromise is the word of the year, right? I mean, we're in a new era in Wisconsin where we have divided government. We're all going to have to be grown-ups about things and make sure that we can find areas of agreement. There are going to be areas where we disagree, and we have to do our best not to highlight those issues, and I'm hoping the media won't focus on those issues in particular, because I think that there's going to be a majority of instances where we're going to be able to find that common ground.
Let's go to John joining us from Lake Halley. Hi, John. What's on your mind here about this issue?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I understand that the legal system needs to get good lawyers and stuff, but why are people rushing to give lawyers $70 to $100 an hour when teachers, which I think are even more important, can barely get $20 an hour?
So, yeah, that's a good question, John. And one of the things that we've done over the course of the last few years in this last budget in particular, we put in record amounts of funding into education. Now, one of the things that we're seeing in a new report is that that record source of funding is not trickling down to the teachers. A lot of that is being eaten up in administrative costs, so that's an issue that we're going to have to look at. But I agree, we need to get teachers some increases in pay. But as far as the attorneys themselves, in this case, we're seeing sometimes it takes 500 contacts in order to find an attorney that's willing to take a case at that rate. And that's just not something, you know, that we can allow to continue.
Let's go to Mary Kay now in Kenosha. Hi, Mary Kay. What are your thoughts on this?
I'd like to see cases heard more timely, because people sit in jails for weeks, even months, before their cases are heard. I'd like to see the public defenders make $100 an hour. I'd like fair payment plans from the state of Wisconsin collection fund, you know, where people have to pay in after they've been released from jail. And I'd like to have truth in the collection payments. Some people are not recording people that have paid the funds into the collection.
So, Mary Kay, you're looking at a lot of, you know, more sophisticated financing here as we look at how to make some reforms. Representative Steinecke?
Yeah, like I said, I agree with her wholeheartedly on the fact that we need to get people through the system faster. Get their cases heard, and that's what this whole package is all about.
Do we know how much this package would cost?
So this package would cost right around $50 million. It would also include some about $10 million for retention and attraction of corrections officers, which is also an area of need. So we're trying to address the entire system from beginning to end here.
How will you and Assembly Republicans move forward on this? I mean, it was rolled out Monday all over the state, but in advance of Governor Evers' budget proposal coming out on the 28th. What comes next for you on this proposal?
Well, we're always willing to sit down with the governor and talk about specifics ahead of his budget release. But really, that's kind of where we're at right now, is in a holding pattern waiting for him to release his budget next week. Then we'll have an opportunity to see where his priorities lie. And then we'll have to negotiate from there on some of the specifics, so whether it's criminal justice reform, whether it's education, transportation, all that stuff will be part of the broader conversation.
Well, Representative Steinecke, thank you so much for joining us.
Yep, anytime. Thanks for having me.
Representative Jim Steinecke is the Assembly Majority Leader. He's a Republican from Kakana, and we've been talking about a plan that would address state public defender problems with about $50 million in funding over 2 years. Coming up, not all apologies are created equal. We take a look at what makes a good apology, and if a good apology matters, as public apologies have become a part of our day-to-day in the wake of the Me Too movement. You can join in with your thoughts on how to say I'm sorry at 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.